The candidate, Creepy Joe Biden, wants people to know that he is an ardent, faithful, practicing Catholic, and that he is asking for the Catholics for the Catholic vote. Now, anyone that knows anything about the political life of Joseph R. Biden knows that this man is as far from a practicing Catholic as it is possible to get. If you drew a caricature of, and you were mocking what a practicing Catholic would look like or did on a daily, on any given day, you draw someone that looked like Creepy Joe. To the point where priests have actually denied him communion in South Carolina. He was actually denied and told, you're an abortion promoter. You cannot receive. In any event, there's a couple of things that are going on here that tell me that the pollsters and the punditocracy have determined that the 2020 presidential election comes down to, ultimately, who wins the Catholic vote. Now, I think I can extend that. I also think it comes down to who wins the Catholic and who wins the remainder of Christian denomination vote. Now, I have no doubt that the evangelicals that voted for Trump in 2016, they're not going anywhere. They are going absolutely nowhere. They are certainly not going to the ineligible semicolon La Harris. Boy, you talk about an unlikable pair. Yeah, if Biden and Harris would be fifth runner-up for prom king and queen if they ran for it. She is the opposite of, she is the bizarro, the anti-Miss Congeniality. He is the anti-Mr. Congeniality. But it's obvious to me, I mean, it started to become obvious to me last spring, but right around the time the corona hoax began, that the Trump campaign knew that its re-election hinged upon whether or not, because Trump carried the Catholic vote 57-43 according to exit polls. 57%, 43% for Hillary. The fact that 43% of people that call themselves Catholics actually voted for the pro-abort, adrenochrome-guzzling Hillary Clinton is shocking. I don't think that the same amount of people are going to make that grave error again. But I think it ultimately comes down to this. Here are, now, polling data varies on this. There's between 35 million and 40 million registered voters that claim that they are Catholics, okay? That is the biggest demographic pie that you can win. So it would only make sense that if, as a candidate, if you can win that demo, you're probably going to win the election. So the whole shebang comes down to the Catholic vote, which is why they've invited this arch blaspheming, I don't even know what to call Martin. Heretic is being too kind. Apostate, how about the arch apostate, the priest formerly known as Father James Martin J. Which is why they have invited him to give the invocation on Thursday to try and reinforce this narrative that Creepy Joe and the Democrat, the adrenochrome guzzling, human trafficking, pro-abort, remember when Creepy Joe back in the spring said the defining civil rights issue of our time is what? What is it? Taking children away from their parents, turning them over to medical facilities and doctors so that chemical and physical mutilation of their gender can be undertaken, can be done, so that the tranny mammies get their way. So the Biden campaign knows it's got to win the Catholic voter. It's toast. They know this. I think the fact that they selected Harris tells you that they don't have a shot to pull this thing off. But Hail Mary passes being what they are. This is a quote, Hail Mary, close quote. And it's the only shot that they have. I would not be surprised if you did not hear. Now, I think it's a huge gamble to put Biden up there on Thursday, even if you stick him in front of a teleprompter, because I've seen him in front of a teleprompter in the last week. You know, when he came out on Wednesday or whatever it was, Wednesday or Thursday with his, and I think that every American, that the president ought to issue a mandated must wear mask mandate for 90 days, right? And he was reading that from a teleprompter. He had to read his invitation to semicolon La Harris on Tuesday night from a set of cue cards because he couldn't. They didn't want him to actually ad lib his speech and welcome her to the doomed ticket. So this roll out the Catholic vote thing, and this is how sick they are, though. It just goes to show you. They actually think. Now, I suppose that there is a coterie of alleged Catholics that think that Father James Martin J. is a hero. There are libtards that are Catholics out there. There are. I've met them. Mrs. O'Connell takes great sport in duking it out with these people on Twitter. One mistake and we'll kill you, Twitter. By the by, you can follow me on Twitter if you're on Twitter, at TheKingDude. So I would not be surprised if Creepy Joe did not recount that he is a native of Scranton, Pennsylvania, and that he grew up in a Catholic family, and that he was an altar server when he was a little chirrins and what have you here. They have acknowledged, as has the Trump campaign. That's why Trump went out and hired this woman. First, it was Kayleigh McEnany that was doing it. Then she's handing it off to this other lady, Jessica. I forget her name. Handed it off to her to head up this group that my friend Dr. Taylor Marshall. Is a member of, and some of you think I should be a member of the Catholics for Trump group. That tells me right there, because they did not have that in 2016. That tells me right there that both the Democrat Party and the Republican Party know who it is that's going to sway this election. That's why I think it's important, more important than it's ever been, that we get our poop straight. And that we talk, and that more than ever before, priests have got to be out there on the front lines saying, this is what a Catholic thinks and must acknowledge and practice to be in a state of grace with the church. Now, I'm not going to talk any inside Catholic baseball with this. This is purely a political. Some people are tuning in for the first time. Well, I knew it. I knew if I tuned you in that you'd be all over. You'd be your Chris Ferrara days all over again. Catholic this, Catholic that. Well, it's the election is coming up, and the political parties have determined that the Catholic vote is what's going to sway. Is you win that. Let's say that President Trump improves upon his 2016 performance with Catholics. So I said, he, according to exit polls, well, nobody knows the exact number, because when you go in to vote, you don't vote by religion. So this is all based on Pew Research Center polling and exit poll data. But the exit poll data said 57-43 that Trump beat Hillary. And that's what's one. And by the by, in places like Western Pennsylvania, that's where Mike Ditka is from, for example. That's where Dan Marino is from. That is big-time Catholic country in the western part of Virginia. It's big-time evangelical country, too. Same deal for those parts of Michigan where the now president campaign in 2016. So, and I think that not only is this an important thing, I think it gives the opportunity to actually explain not what the urban legend says Catholics think, but what they actually think and what you're supposed to think about things like Father James Martin J. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. Here on a Monday, our call-in line telephone number, 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. The woman's name is Catherine O'Neill. Catherine O'Neill is heading up Trump's Catholics for Trump. I've got other headlines here, but that's going to be, I'm going to come back to this theme, because I'm not the only one talking about this, and I'm not the only one that's going to make a big issue out of this. You're going to hear about this. Let's see here. By the way, I have a TV show recommendation for you. So Mitesh Chur and I have cut the cord. No more DirecTV, no more cable. We don't have anything in our house. The only thing we have is streaming services. So, of late, Mitesh Chur is always watching some TV series or other, because they just crank them out like, I don't even know. Yeah, how many of you are old enough to remember that a cliche back in the 80s might have been that you got more of insert thing here than Carter has liver pills. do you remember Carter having liver pills? And I want to say that Carter Manufacturing or Carter Vitamins or whatever made liver pills of some sort, whatever a liver pill is. In any event, Chur has more TV series than Carter has liver pills. But there's a pretty good one, though, that she was watching 2 weeks ago. I just happened to stumble into the room and caught a little bit of the dialogue of one of the episodes, and I went, "Hey, what's that? That guy sounds that dude sounds pretty funny. Kind of reminded me of an old Tom Selleck, Magnum PI." And there's this show, I don't know, how many seasons was it on? Glades. The Glades. Or it's The Glade, right? The Glades.